listening to The Coffee Hour. I'm Eddie Bates. Today, we head to Kenya. Actually, Kenya comes to us as we get to share the story of Project 24. Thanks to Concordia University Wisconsin for supporting The Coffee Hour. Find out more about Concordia University Wisconsin at cuw.edu. Joining us today, John Kissinger Nungyao. Did I get that right, John?
Yeah,
well, he's the director of Project 24 and joining us in studio today. John, welcome.
Thank you.
Glad to have you in studio. Looking forward to learning more about your story and the story of our friends at Project 24.
Thank you for having me.
Also joining us in studio today is Zach Schneer. He's LCMS mission advocate and liaison to Kenya. Zach, welcome back.
Good morning.
Well, John, let's talk about what are the struggles that many children in Kenya have faced and still face today.
Thank you. Many children are facing a lot of struggles, more especially when they miss their parents. They're not able to have the daily basic needs. So in most cases, they go through the struggle of having 3 meals per day and going to school, having shelter. These are some of the struggles they go through, and more especially, they cannot be able to continue with their normal life in a normal life situation.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So many children face a struggle with having 3 healthy meals a day, basic shelter, as well as education, getting to school on a regular basis as well. How has the Evangelical Lutheran Church of Kenya and the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod been able to meet these needs of children through Project 24?
Wonderful. The Evangelical Lutheran Church in Kenya is a partner church with the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod. So the two of them work together as mission partners to support the children. And mostly, the Evangelical Lutheran Church of Kenya does the care program, providing the caregivers, providing the facilities to take care of the children, but LCMS also does the sponsorship program and giving funds to support these children to meet their needs. So they work together as a team. And again, the culture issues, both of them different in culture, the American culture and the African culture. So the two sister churches blend the two cultures together to support the children.
When did you first learn about Project 24? How did you get involved?
Initially, I used to work with street children from 2004 to 2014. So I had received this call of serving children in Project 24 in 2015. Mm-hmm. That's 9 years down the line. And when I came in, there were only 3 orphanages. But currently we have 9. They have grown to 9. So we have 5 extra. So I learned it from serving the children who are less fortunate.
Why is this important to you? Why is Project 24 important to you?
It's really important to me because I'm touching people's lives. God is using me to give the less fortunate children who are hopeless, children who have no hope in life, who have not received Christ. They have the opportunity to receive Christ and connect them with their families. So give them the second chance in their lives. So it's really important to me because God is using me to touch people's lives and bring these people to Christ. It's really important that way.
Zach, what was your first impression of Project 24?
First impression was it's just a fabulous experience for those kids to be able to have, you know, 3-course meal in a day. They stay with the same people all year round, minus some visits back home. But then there's a community where there might not naturally be a community. Having the ability to learn Lutheran theology, Lutheran hymns, Lutheran everything within the context of a living facility is outstanding. It's just amazing to see the growth in Lutheranism in Africa through Project 24.
And from learning about it, going from learning about it to actually being there to see it, what are some of the things you see when you're there?
Well, any American that goes over sees a poverty. It's you can't get away from it. Africans say they live in the bush. This is very, very rugged terrain. It's dry. The buildings aren't necessarily well kept for an American standard, but from an African standard, they're like phenomenal. They're brand new buildings. They have water receptacles to gather water from the rain, so it helps cut costs. I mean, they're pretty frugal in the way that they operate everything, and very conscious of the money being spent to make sure that everybody's provided for in a superb way.
What does a day or a week look like for you, John, at one of the sites?
Wonderful. So the normal operations of the day from morning to evening, children wake up very early in the morning around 6, and they take their normal activities, washing their clothes, preparing to go to school and take breakfast. And then they also do morning devotion before they go to school. So in these boarding facilities, children go to a nearby Evangelical Lutheran school where they spend the rest of the day. At exactly 7, they go to school and stay there until 5 in the evening. And once they come back to the orphanage or the boarding facility, then they do their evening activities, washing dishes, washing, doing laundry, taking care of the animals, and doing another activity that they will be given by the caregivers.
Okay, you mentioned taking care of the animals. Tell me more about the animals at the sites.
Yeah, the bigger picture of Project 24 is sustainability. So we bring up the concept of ownership and sustainability in Project 24, that the sites will be able to come up with income generating activities in African setup, like rearing of chicken, rearing of cows, keeping cows, and having some kitchen garden, and also doing farming and having some other activities like the posh mill, where they grind corn for the sites and also grind it for the neighbors to get the income. So that is the only way that Project 24 will be able to be sustainable, instead of in future, depending on the donors, they can also depend on themselves.
Mm. Zach, have you had the opportunity to see this in action?
I have not seen the grinding of the corn. All throughout Africa, there are corn grinders. You can buy them on the side of the road. Mm-hmm. But when I was there, we were there for about half a day. So we got to see the local school. They walk about 15 minutes between the boarding facility and the public school. They were getting ready for a sports day at the school. So it was a half day of school. So we got to walk back through the cattle, it's a main watering hole right there. So I didn't get to see a lot of what they're doing in Lincolnshire for animals, but there's animals all over Africa. So being able to care for animals is definitely a cultural thing that somebody in Africa has to know how to do that. So if they're going to be pulled away with quotey fingers from a home into a boarding facility, you still have to provide that cultural aspect to educate the kids fully.
How do the kids go about their chores when you get to witness that? What do you see?
I didn't see chores. That was after the day. but washing clothes and keeping your clothes clean, it's dusty if they're kind of in a drought. There's dust all through the air. So just being able to rinse clothes out in a water container is important.
John, how would you describe how the children approach their daily chores?
The caregivers guide them through. Mm-hmm. Our children are taken through the process. And we also have children in elementary classes who are very young. So we have the house mother who takes care of all this process. But the bigger children usually assist the small ones to make sure that they're able to clean up themselves and also clean whatever is supposed to be cleaned. So children are being assisted by the caregivers.
We are learning about Project 24 with our partner church, the Evangelical Lutheran Church of Kenya. We'll learn more in just a moment right here on the Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates.
At Concordia University, Wisconsin, we believe you were created for a reason, to use your God-given gifts to help others, to live a life of self-sacrifice in a me-first world, to live a life that's uncommon. Whether you're taking one of 50-plus online programs or learning with us in person on the shores of Lake Michigan, you'll be equipped to make an uncommon impact. Learn more at cuw.edu. Concordia University, Wisconsin. Live uncommon.
Welcome back to the Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates. Today we're learning about Project 24 and the Lord's work there as the LCMS and the Evangelical Lutheran Church of Kenya partner together to bring about this mercy work. Tell us about the education, John, that students receive in the local schools. You mentioned many of the students get to go to local Lutheran schools. What is the education like for the students that are living on site at a Project 24 site and then going to local Lutheran school?
Thank you. The main core value or the main goal of a Project 24 is to connect children with Christ. So education is the secondary goal. And we want to give children education so that they can be able to read the Bible. They can be able to go through all the activities in the program. So education in Kenya, usually children go to boarding schools. But our children in boarding facilities, they go to the nearby primary school, which is sponsored by Evangelical Lutheran Church in Kenya. So every morning, they wake up, prepare, and walk to school between 10 to 20 minutes, and then they're able to go through the normal lessons. Lessons start at exactly 8, and then they go 2 breaks in between to lunchtime. So lunchtime starts at 12:45 to 2 p.m. So in between, they have 2 breaks. And then from 2 p.m. to 3 p.m., they have afternoon classes. And then they come back home. So those are the students who live in the boarding facilities. By those ones who go to high school, they live in schools. They board there. Mm-hmm. They are boarders. So typically, that system does not work very well in US, but in Africa, children stay in school. They stay for 3 months, and then they come for break for about probably like 2-3 weeks, and then they go back for the second term, and then they break. So we have 3 terms per year, and the children who stay in the boarding school, they stay for 3 months, and then break, go back to their extended families. Mm.
Tell me about how children learn God's word and learn about Jesus' love for them at Project 24.
Great. That is the core foundation of this program. So we have instructional material that children read, and we have Bibles children read. So every morning, children go through the vocational inning through the morning devotion and evening devotion. And again, over the whole day, the April and August whole day, children go for catechetical Bible club. The catechetical Bible club gathers together all the students from the 9 boarding facilities, assisted by the chaplains. Every boarding facility has a chaplain. So they come together where they do poems, they do singing, they do drama, and everything that brings the gospel together to every child.
So this kind of conference collaboration happens twice a year.
Twice a year. Right? Sure.
And they have competitions on who has the best knowledge of the catechism, and they compete. And there's an award at the end, right?
Sure.
Yeah, and sure. It's for the site that has the best grasp on everything Lutheran, who can say the Lord's Prayer the best, or
sure,
other memory work, and it's a big deal, and it floats around to different sites, so the other kids get to see kids from other, which would have been kind of tribal areas, so they become more integrated with different tribes, which is a huge kind of issue that Project 24 is also addressing kind of on the side.
And actually, this is for the boarding facilities. For the students who go to high school and the universities, we make sure that they have National Youth Conference, which brings them together once a year. So students who are in high school, colleges, and universities, they also gather together every December for National Youth Conference.
What are some of the things that, some of the benefits that you've seen from the catechetical clubs? What do you see the students learning, gaining, and from their time in the catechetical club at their local site, as well as when they come together with the other sites?
The children come together from different cultural backgrounds. So through the catechetical Bible club, it unifies everyone and brings one culture and brings the adults and the young people together to speak the gospel. And then children get to learn from each other the gospel, and they are able to compete reciting the small catechism, and they are able to learn and memorize, so they get to learn from each other. It's a very important program that pulls everyone together from the 9 boarding facilities.
Do you have a story of a child or a student who has successfully gone through, lived at a Project 24 site and successfully completed their education and gone on to high school as well, and maybe has come back to tell you about what they appreciate about Project 24?
Thank you. We have quite a number of children who have gone through this process. Currently, we have 678 students who have gone through this program. Some in the boarding facility, some are in high school, some are in college and the university, but we have very good success stories. Daniel is one of the students who joined UDOM in 2021, and he went through the process and went to high school, went to Pre-Lutheran Academy, PLA, and then he went to train as an evangelist. And currently is an evangelist preaching in a local congregation and coming back to Kabibich, which is one of the sites where he's a chaplain. So that is really amazing. That is the chaplain of Project 24. We also have Sophia, who is a student currently in our theology college, and she's training as a deaconess. So they come back to support the program. Mm.
Zach, have you had the opportunity to meet some of the children who are maybe in the upper grades or have completed their time at Project 24?
Not completed their time. Mm. The oldest kids they have at Lancashon is 7th and 8th graders. So I got to walk with the guys and the girls split and went with different paths on the way back. The guys wanted to walk with me, and I didn't know where I was going, so I just followed them. But yeah, having the ability to talk with them, they're very interested in white skin that has hair on their arms. That's not an African thing. Very interested in all the cool technologies, like the Apple Watch. But they all have huge aspirations, just like any normal kid does, about what they want to do. And it's just a joy to have had an opportunity to spend some time with those kids, because they're just kids. They're God's kids that have wants and needs and dreams ahead of them. And to be able to be part of helping provide daily sustenance so that these dreams can come to fruition in the future is just an amazing opportunity.
I think you mentioned, you know, being a boarding facility, John, that students are at the boarding facility most of the time, but occasionally during maybe holiday, they go back to their families, to their homes. How are they equipped when they go back home to their families? What's it like for them to leave on a holiday and go back to their families?
Well, I could say these are young missionaries. Children are young missionaries. Whenever they come to the boarding facility, they're taken through the training of the gospel, and when they go back home, they connect their families with the gospel. We have had some cases where children go back home and tell their parents the good news about the gospel, and they pray before they eat and before they sleep their prayers, and with the change of these children, it usually spreads to the community. They are able to see children who are different from the previous behavior that they had. Once they go back home, they find they are better than before, and they are able to reach on the other communities during the Sunday service, and they are doing the Sunday school activities. They are also becoming youth leaders in the church. So they are really young missionaries who spread the gospel to their local communities.
And how have you seen the communities changed or impacted by these young missionaries?
That is true. We have had cases where we call in the guardians or the parents to the boarding facilities, and they confess that they have seen very good change from these children, and they are saying the way children have learned more about Jesus and the way they influence them to do the right thing when it comes to the gospel.
Mm. What is the outlook for Project 24 from here? What does the future look like?
The future is very bright. I want to say that for the last 9 years, we have had tremendous growth. So we're looking at it that children are really coming to Christ. Children who didn't know the gospel, now they are connected to Christ. And they are growing in their faith, and they are assisting the larger community and also reaching to the other children in the schools that they go to. In high school, most of them you find they go through the youth Christian competitions in the high school and bring everyone together. So they are role models in high school and the universities. So the future of Project 24, we are looking at it that we want all these children to be missionaries in future.
Bringing the love and mercy of Christ to communities in Kenya through the young missionaries of children who learn about Jesus at Project 24.
Sure.
Zach, we've talked about this being a partnership of the Evangelical Lutheran Church Kenya and the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod. What does this mean for members of congregations of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod? How are we able to be a part of Project 24?
There's a couple different ways you can support. Obviously, prayer, that's number one. Continue to pray for the people who are on the ground working at these facilities, the parents. Pray for the students. If you are interested in helping support in a financial way, that you can sponsor a child, specifically a child. And there's letter writing privileges back and forth, so you get to know this child who you sponsor. If you didn't want to sponsor a specific child, you can just support the program in general. And all of that money goes to each site kind of equally, so there's not preferential treatment from one or the other, and that just continue to provide for the people to continue to work and be role models, the leaders of each of the sites, as well as providing food. The meals they have at the Project 24 are so vastly different than what they have at the public school. Public school has swollen beans and corn, where at the Project 24 site, they have a ginormous bowl of rice with meat and potatoes and vegetables. I was shocked how much the kids could eat at lunch, but they get that 3 times a day. I was like, no, I only want half. But the kids work it off, and then they're very active. But yes, being able to provide three meals a day is phenomenal. And providing water. If it's not raining, you have to truck the water in. So all of those things create an expense. And if you want to help support that by just supporting the project in general, that's a great way to do that as well.
You mentioned sponsoring a child. What does that look like?
So it's, correct me if I'm getting the numbers wrong, I think it's like $10.80 for a year. And you can pay that however you want it. If you do it monthly, you can do it one lump sum. You'll get an email with newsletters regularly. You get a handwritten letter from your student, and that'll happen a couple times a year. You'll have an email from Jennifer Hummel saying, hey, by the way, letters are due. So you can email those to them and they'll get them over to the students.
So I don't have to handwrite a letter?
You can.
I don't know if they'd be able to read my handwriting.
You should.
They should.
I should practice writing slowly. They would have much better handwriting than I would. John, thank you so much for spending this time with us today, sharing this great story. How can we learn more about Project 24 and Christ Care for Children Kenya? How can we learn more about that?
Yeah, we have the website. Anyone interested can visit the website www.lcms.org/cccck. They will be directed to the webpage where they'll get more information. We have the newsletters there, posted there. We have the monthly letters that we normally post there. Then we have the annual report that we post there. So all the videos, all the pictures can be found there and learn more about Project 24 and the CCCK.
Very good. lcms.org/CCCK for Christ Care for Children Kenya,
sure.
Which is a great way to connect with Project 24. Our guest today, John Kissinger Nyangyao and Zach Schneer, thank you so much for being my guest today.
Thank you very much.
The Coffee Hour with Andy and Sarah is a production of KFUO. To support the Coffee Hour and KFUO Radio, visit KFUO.org. You can also text KFUO to 41444 or send an email to gifts@KFUO.org. And you can call us at 800-844-0524. KFUO. Christ for you, anytime, anywhere.